What up, y'all? This is RT3 telling y'all to check out the dopest site that is Nappy Afro for everything from reviews, music, podcasts, and more. Check out the dopest site that is NappyAfro.com.
NappyAfro.com.
But now listen to the toopest. We're going to keep it on there. We ain't editing shit. The two dopest cats in a swag-a-lack. It's your man, Sawright, a.k.a. the Black Alex P. Keaton, sitting in with King Germ. Say what's up to the people, bro.
What's going on, people? It's your boy, King Germ, a.k.a. the People's Champ, a.k.a. the most electrifying motherfucking podcast of the day, a.k.a. the Hood, Haile Selassie, in the building, man.
Damn, this is episode 202 for the forecast for NappyAfro.com. We back in the streets, man. We decided to take this all the way back. You know, we got a little bit political. We talked about some other stuff. This time, we're giving y'all what y'all want. Tabloids, and more tabloids.
Yes.
We got a lot of topics on here, and I just figured to keep it real like we always do for 202 episodes. I wouldn't study up on any of it because I don't know none of this shit. I don't know none of it. I've heard bits and pieces, but the majority of this stuff, I have no idea about, bro.
It's all right. If you take that yellow-ass Sony Walkman off sometime and put that fucking J. Rue the Damager album on pause and turn on the TV, or even watch World Star, you know what's going on, Sawright. Right? But no. You want to keep listening to Nice and Smooth and fuck Positive K.
Hey, man, look, baby steps, man. I'm getting ready to cut off the cable, so I'm going to need your help with the transition, cutting the cords, you know what I'm saying? So I'm slowly getting there, bro. I'm slowly getting there. So, you know, drag me along.
Hey, like, if you bout that life, it's all right, man. They're cutting that cable life, man. That shit is rough, man. This shit is rough.
It's rough. Like, you know, So basically, it almost happened. It happened by accident. I got a new TV, and the cable box wasn't working with the TV. So it's a Roku TV. Mm. So I was like, well, fuck it. We'll just do the Roku shit. I got the Hulu. I got Netflix. I figured I'd be good. You can't find shit black on this stuff. There's no Martin. There's no Jamie Foxx. You know, you might get Everybody Hates Chris. But other than that, man, you're struggling. You're struggling.
I eat Fire Stick, man.
I had the Fire Stick. I tried the Fire Stick for about 2 weeks. The first week, it broke on me. I hacked Fire Stick. The second week, I got the same problem. I still ain't got my black shows.
Did you put the right kind of apps on there and everything?
Man, this thing had everything on it. Nothing was in HD, though. Well, okay, let me not say that. The stuff that was in HD is the stuff that I don't watch.
Oh, okay.
So I don't really care about, you know, all this other crap y'all watching, Divergent series and shit like that. I don't care about that. I don't watch that. For the way I watch TV, it didn't work. So I gave it back to old boy. Mm. So this is just not gonna work for me. It's, you know, this is gonna be interesting. It's gonna be all YouTube, Xbox, and Netflix.
It's hard to find a site that has all canceled shows. I mean, I don't know it.
Wow. But just even
you going through the garbage can in the hospital studio, shit. Like, yes.
Look, I tried to watch Better Call Saul on the Hulu and all this other shit. So Amazon Prime, I have an Amazon Prime account. You still have to pay for the shit.
Oh yeah,
you have to pay like $2 an episode. So then when I go on, I think it's on Hulu, you can watch it, but it doesn't show until we're recording the show on Thursday. It wouldn't show until today. So it wouldn't be ready for us to do the show. I was like, man, this shit is whack. How do people live like this? How do y'all do it?
We go to websites and watch it. Like the website I go to, that shit be on like 30 minutes after the shit go off, man. The shit is on there, dog. Like, so.
But you like 13-inch TV life.
What you mean? But if you have an HDMI port on your computer, you can hook it up to your TV and watch it on your TV. It's the same thing. Like, it's just, if you have a Chromecast, you can cast it to the TV. So it's just like, you know, I mean, I don't mind watching on a computer because I can sit and smoke in the garage and watch front shows. Or I could, you know, if I'm feeling, you know, like, hey, me and my wife want to watch something, I take it in the house and we can watch it on the big screen. You know what I'm saying? It's like, I'm about that life. I have not had extended cable since 2010 or 11 or something like that. So it's what, 2016? Yeah, I've had the basic of basic cables for 5 years now.
Yeah, it's I don't know how you do it, man.
But, like, I mean, I just need the basic because I need, like, you know, watch Party in the Rush, like ESPN, a little bullshit like the news and shit, like, you know, certain things like Love and Hip. I mean, I can still watch them online, but it's just like certain shows I like watching right then and there, like. But you know, but once you get into the stream life, you start hating commercials, bro. Like, I really hate commercials now.
Yeah,
like,
I'm not a fan of the commercials at all.
Yeah, I won't watch a show while it's showing live. Like, Walking Dead, I'm not going to watch it when it's on. Like, I mean, if it's a season finale, I'm going to watch it next week. But, like, certain weeks, I might miss it just so I can watch it online and just not have to deal with the commercials. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
it's just not convenient for the way I watch TV. That's, I think that's the part that aggravates me. Because, yeah, you can watch it on your laptop. But if you try and HDMI that, it's still a 720p picture. So you try and put that on the big screen.
Sorry, I'm really picky pixels now. Are we that picky?
Why do I graphic see? Dude, I'm an artist. I see this shit. I can't help it.
Why do I need to see the butterflies floating by and I can see the wings and the veins and the flowers? I mean, come on, man. Y'all artists is picky too, man.
Man, if you got a fucking 50-plus inch TV, you want to get all 50-plus inches of this damn TV. You want to see the shit you're supposed to see. I don't want no big cloudy image.
That's why you got to get cable. You got to get the HDMI cord. You got to, if you got a good TV, you can't cut the cord and expect the same quality. It's just not going
to
happen.
I think I'm just going to have to give up on TV.
Yeah, just give them on TVs, all right. I mean, you know, because if you want the quality experience, you're going to have to pay that cable man. I mean, it's all right. See, if you knew more black people and stop hanging around, you know, I'm pretty sure it's a nigga in Austin is selling that the cable man to come hook your cable up 3 months for $100. Every 3 months, you get a nigga $100 and you get everything. I know it's somebody down there doing it. But, you know, when you get your hair cut and super cuts, you don't run into those people. But, you know.
We like 3 minutes into the show and the slander has been nonstop.
Hey, man, people say they love the slander, man. Last week, they said we were just throwing the slander bombs around everywhere. You know, nobody was safe last week. Everybody was catching it. I mean, Saul was catching it.
I didn't get no apologies, though. I'm just saying.
I mean, it's all right.
GQ gets apologies. Be Easy gets right. apologies. Saul Wright gets no apologies. That's all right. I'm saying.
Okay, man. If I apologize to you now, you know how many apologies I owe you, bro?
Right, so start paying. You don't just avoid
like 200. Because I know I slandered you on at least 100.
I think it's safe to say 150.
And then not including the slander on Twitter, like, you know, so it's just like, come on, it's all right, man. Let's just wipe the slate clean.
No. This is how they deal with slavery.
Look, I understand. Like slavery, you can't keep. You know, let's how we gonna ever get past it, man?
Yeah, you keep apologizing your tone for it, man. That's how you're supposed to do.
Hey, 40 acres and a mule. You happy? There you go, man.
I didn't get none of that. I didn't get none of that.
I promise you, I'm gonna give you 40 acres and a mule, man. I promise you.
There's no King Germ promise that's worth anything. None. Except if it's a promise for slander. That'll happen. Speaking of slander, though.
No slander this week, sorry.
It's too late. We already spent 7 minutes slandering, sorry.
All right, you're living in the past.
See what I'm saying, man? The plane sound like it's about to land on the patio. So check this out. Kyrie got played. Like I said. You know all this stuff. I know that Kalani apparently tried to commit suicide.
Who's right? Kalani? Do you know who she is, Sorry?
No idea who she is.
Mr. Solections? You don't know who R&B singer Kalani is?
Nope.
Exactly. Neither do I. I just know she was dating Kyrie Irving. And then apparently she used to date this guy named Party Next Door. He's somebody that's affiliated with Drake. You know what I'm saying? He's not no, you know, big guy. His name's Party Next Door. So, you know, that's his stage name, Party Next Door.
So you want to tell me that a guy named Aubrey Graham, a.k.a. Drake, discovered a guy named The Weeknd.
Yep.
And a guy named Party Next Door.
Yep.
These are his friends.
Yeah.
All right.
They're part of the sweatshop of Drake, like the workers of the Get Drake Music. And so apparently they were dating, and then they broke up, and then Kyrie became the rebound man. And then on the 28th, Party Next Door posted a picture on Instagram where he had Kalani's hand, like they was laying in bed, and he was like, after all the shenanigans, she still comes back to me or something like that, you know what he said, and that just caused an uproar, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, next thing you know, Kalani, she apparently committed suicide and Instagrammed her in the hospital, you know, with the in the hospital bed talking, you know, had her little thing or whatever, you know, which, okay, let's be honest. So all right. I've never committed suicide. I've never known anybody that attempted suicide, but I'm pretty sure they don't let you keep your cell phone once you commit suicide. You know what I'm saying? I don't know who they are. I don't know. Maybe it's a new age in hospital. They let you keep your phone so you can social media your experience there. But suicide, I think they take your shoelaces and anything that could harm you from you. You know,
it sounds like prison. I don't know if they do the same thing for.
I mean, it's crazy. You can't just let people walk around a crazy house on their phone, man. Like, you might be, you know, come on, man.
I've always wondered, like, that policy of protecting someone from this. Like, isn't that Darwinism? If you want to kill yourself and you're not taking other people with you, why are we stopping it?
Isn't it a crime to kill yourself?
Who's going to get convicted?
Like, it's like a crime to attempt to hurt yourself. It's some weird shit.
I don't know. Like, but what should it be?
You can't walk around killing yourself, man.
Like, you can only do it once. Like, you're only gonna do it once. You won't be successful one time.
I mean, but what about the attempted suicide? The guy that, you know, they didn't really want to die. They just want attention. That's what I feel like. People that attempt suicide. Now, I know this is going to go away from Kyrie, because listen, Kyrie, maybe, you know, this is the best thing for you. It's almost playoff time. You really don't need no distractions right now, Kyrie. You're not doing the best on the court, so maybe this was the best thing for you. I mean, LeBron James sure is happy about it. He's like, thank you. Now this nigga get his head back in the fucking game. You know what I'm saying? But, I mean, it's not, I mean, hey, Kyrie, like, Kalani, whoever you are, I mean, you know, people say, you know, that she the only reason why she attempted suicide because she realized that she left a multi-million-dollar athlete for a SoundCloud rapper. And so, you know, props to whoever said that. I'm not going to give you a name because, you know, I'm stealing your joke. You know what I'm saying?
So it seems like, from all the stuff that we see, all the pictures, somebody get caught in bed, yada, yada, yada. Corinne Superhead Steffens is on Instagram tweeting about her man and shit. I think that after a certain dollar amount, and I don't know what that dollar amount is, relationships are null and void.
Yes.
Like, everybody starts passing the ass around like it's a hot plate. And we see this shit. So we see this live. You broke up with a dude, you tried to kill yourself, and then you end up back with the dude that you what are we talking about here?
Yes, like then deactivate your Instagram, then you're reactivating it, and it's just too much going on. It screams attention whore to me. Like, I'd rather Kalani. You're supposed to be an R&B singer. However, no one can name a song you sing. You know what I'm saying? So, like, how did you even get with Kyrie Irving? Like, Kyrie, like, really? Like, for real? Like, you know, I mean, then she's all tatted up. She looks dirty. You know, so I'm not trying to, you know, I'm not trying to diss her. You know, I mean, get some mental help. Get some help. Because you obviously got, you're addicted to those likes. You know what I'm saying? You know.
I think a lot of us are addicted to likes. Like, that's...
Oh, I'm like, hey, look, I know one person is, but, you know, I'm not going to say their name because then I have to pump out another apology.
Hey, look, I put it out there. I don't get the likes that I would...
I went to talk about who's all right, but Hit Dog will holler.
Hey, it's fine. I'm fine. I know who the fuck I am. So,
hey, Crush was all right the other day. I saw you out there working them ropes, man. I was like, God damn. Well, I said, I know that was a workout right there.
That shit's actually fun. Like, all the other shit I do in the gym... That shit's not necessarily fun, but the ropes, that shit's fun. But yeah, I think that, you know, if you look at, I'm sure that there's some nerdy nerd person that'll understand all this shit and give us the numbers about it. But if you look at the way people interact with social media, like, that's a problem. Like, if you post up a picture, I haven't reached the point where I post up a picture and if I don't get likes, I pull it down or I turn around and put up some kind of gospel quote or something to get more likes. I haven't reached that point, but there's people that do that. You know what I'm saying? They post a picture, and if they don't get likes, then next thing you know, it's a suicide attempt. By the way, not to sweep that under the bridge, man, if you have suicidal thoughts, if you have those kind of feelings, call the hotline, man. 1-800-273-8255. We up here making light about it, but the situation is serious. If you're in that situation, if you have those kind of thoughts, you need somebody to talk to, and you don't have anybody around you, dial the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline. It's 1-800-273-8255. 8255. It's serious shit that we don't talk about in our community enough. So call the hotline again, 800-273-8255. You're not going to get me and Germ on there, but you get somebody who can actually.
It's all right when Jake go ahead and do it because you just heard what Ted. You know what I'm saying? It's all right. It's not going to be a felony for the
president. I
feel like you should have every right to end your life.
Hey, I'm saying, if you're going through what you're going through, call the hotline. I am not the person to help you through that. I just don't know that we should be legally involved with whatever the fuck people are doing. I don't get it. I don't understand that shit. Hey, whatever. Anyway, we got more tabloid news on here. Yes. I did watch part of this, the part that you sent me. K. Michelle and Angela Yee. Now, okay. I know that K. Michelle is your girl.
She a girl, so all right.
I know that's your girl. I didn't see the whole interview. It's one of those that I meant to watch, but I was fucking with this TV stuff. I didn't get around to it. K. Michelle is always entertaining. K. Michelle and See the God sounds even more entertaining. K. Michelle versus Angela Yee sounds amazing because nobody ever goes at Yee.
Yeah.
Yee get to say what she wants to and stay in the cut and be good. Nobody ever says shit. But K. Michelle came for it.
Yep.
What is the backstory on this?
Okay, apparently, one time when Uncle Murda was on the Breakfast Club, you know, he brought up that five dudes told him that K. Michelle had a stinky pussy. And you know what I'm saying? So, the other day, Uncle Murda and Maino was on there talking about their upcoming mixtape. I don't know the name of it, but it's strictly for New York niggas. So, if you're not from New York, you're not going to know about this mixtape. So, I be easy. How you like that, nigga? I worked that in there. Anyway. They were talking about their mixtape, and, you know, and then Angela Yee kind of brought up the fact about K. Michelle and her stinking box, you know, some stinking pussy. And so, you know, K. Michelle came on, you know, talking about her new project, and she was upset at the fact that Angela Yee, being a woman and friend of the label that was even at the release listening party, would even bring it up. Like, why keep bringing it up? Like, them niggas ain't bringing it up. You brought it up. So she came there to check her. Now, you know, Yee, she wasn't trying to go back and forth because she said the Love and Hip Hop cameras there, and she really wasn't trying to. You know, K. Michelle was going off for the cameras. You know what I'm saying? And Yee wasn't trying. She wasn't going to feed the troll. Like, she wasn't going to do it. Which, you know what I'm saying, she took the high road. If you can take the high road in that situation. But let's get to the. Let's really talk to what the issue is. All right. Yes, sir. K. Michelle, do your pussy stink or not? You ain't answer the fucking question. Come on, man. You ain't answer the fucking question. You getting mad at niggas for saying your pussy stink, but answer the question. Does your pussy stink?
Here's the real question. Of the five dudes that told them that, how many of them did not hit?
I mean, it's all right. All five smashed, but all five said...
Shut up then. You hit? Shut up. It doesn't matter. I
smashed some stinking pussy before.
It doesn't... But I ain't gonna go out and talk about it. What's the point? You hit...
Look, but don't be on TV talking about how good your pocketbook, whatever she be saying, my hoo ha, this and that. She be making it seem like she got that magic unicorn box, where actually it smells like a box of unicorns. That not even a box of unicorns, a box of candy corn or whatever. It stinks.
You know, but maybe it's still good and it stinks.
Nah, it ain't good, man. It just can't be good, bro. It can't be.
Five dudes can tell you if it's good or not.
Look, she can't keep a man. She can't keep a man, so that pussy's no good.
Okay, that's any not girl, what determines if a guy's gonna
yes,
say
it does. No. Yes, no, it does. Doesn't. All right. Yes, it no, does. No, it doesn't. Yes, it does.
No, it doesn't.
All right.
I've had some good boxing, and it's just been that one session.
And I bet you that girl wiped up somebody. You might just didn't want to wipe, but look, she caught somebody. Like, everybody can't keep running away. And look, if five dudes say your pussy stinks. Five? Come on, man.
Maybe it does. It didn't stop them from hitting, though. So what's the point?
It's just like, maybe they just like, yo. Like, because, man, I've been in some sometimes, all right? Like, look, every gush, it got worse until I had to stop. I was just like, whoa. Like, it was good first couple strokes. Then it was just like, more strokes went in. It was just like, this shit was just pumping it out or something. And I had to stop. This shit is like, maybe they stopped. Who knows? We don't know. We don't know.
Did you tell whoever that was? Did you tell her that?
She had to know, bro. Because when I stopped, I was just like, yo, I'm looking at her like, hey, you smell that? Like, you know you smell that. Like, I mean, come on. It's all in the room. It got the whole room fucked up. Like, you know what I'm saying? The room ain't smell like this, you know, a couple minutes ago. You know what I'm saying? Like, what is going on? So, I mean, girls know when they pussy stink, man. Girls have to sit down on the toilet. They smell that shit. That's why women bathrooms are nastier than men's bathrooms. You think about it, like, as many women go in the bathroom, they put their pants down. And the vagina is an internal organ. I don't know if some of you guys that listen to Frocast know that, but it's an internal organ. So, therefore, it ain't like an ex. Like, you can wash your dick. You can clean your nuts up and everything. But a woman up in there, like, ugh, man. If you ever been in a woman's bathroom, it is disgusting. No. Disgusting. They talking about men bathroom being nasty? Women bathrooms are horribly nasty. Like, ugh, women are disgusting, bro.
Look, I've never been in a women's bathroom.
Hey, man. I mean, it's all right. We know you never had a manual labor job. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, you were born, you know, you young Ricky Schroeder. You know what I'm saying?
See, we got right back to the slander.
Damn it, I was trying to be.
And I got right back to the slander. I kind of rock with K. Michelle on this. Like, if they did the whole interview and it didn't come up, why did Angela Yee bring it up?
Because people wanted to hear that.
No, they didn't. No one cared.
Everybody care because Kevin Shelby be flexing on TV, but you up there flexing your pussy smell like some tuna cat, like some old cat food, man. Come on, some Friskies. You
ready? Hey, man, that's just, you know, we get enough slander for not protecting our women, and Angela Gee got caught on the rug. And what, did she ever apologize? She just kind of moved past it.
She just tweeted like, yo, you're not about to fit in, you know, she was just like, you're not finna get me to say nothing in front of cameras. I wonder, did she apologize?
She probably didn't.
Let's check real quick. Did Angela Yee apologize?
Hell no, that's what it's gonna say. Hell no, she went ahead and said it, they had the moment. She got checked and she played it off, let it roll off her back like normal. And that's gonna be it. That's gonna be it. They don't let, when C the Guy got checked on there before, you know what I'm saying? He apologized immediately. When Master P checked his ass, he's like, okay, my bad. You know, it don't take much. Angela Yee ain't gonna apologize for that shit.
Let's see. Angela Yee responds. Let's see what she says. There's a video, folks. We can't do anything with it. Let's see if she has like a little snippet.
And that's really whack that she decided to call it out and then act like it wasn't her. She said, I don't remember who brought it up. You know who brought it up. You brought it up.
So this was K-Michelle. This is what she said on the show. Everybody's not going to be able to hit or be able to smell. Honestly, didn't even know who Uncle Murder was until someone told me. He's never met me. I do know Mano. She says, as far as there being any truth to the accusation, she said, I know when I play with myself, I'm happy with how my fingers smell. Okay, let's get to Angela Yee's. Come on, Angela. What you had to say?
Nothing. It was what she normally says. Nothing. Cause she had beef with somebody else on there.
Who, Angela Yee?
Yeah, it wasn't like, you know, somebody came in and said something to her. It was real light. You know, she get lightweight beef. She don't get see the God heat. She get that lightweight, I heard you say something, Yee, but it's cool.
Yeah,
that's what she gets.
It was the same thing, her little response on she's like, nobody's gonna bait me in our argument with the Love and Hip Hop cameras rolling. That's basically all she said. So yeah, so she really ain't no apology or nothing like that. So you know, we're just like you said, Kevin. I mean, you know, listen, it's some stinking niggas out there that don't know they stink. They're immune to their smell. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just, so you might think that's just, I mean, I don't know how many pussies you around, K, but maybe you just think that's a normal smell for a pussy. Maybe your pussy does stink. I don't know. Don't care. I'm never gonna fuck you. But yeah, just get your pH balance. Eat you some yogurt, some pineapple, something. You know, so get that taken care of, man. You might have fucking VD. You never know, because you know they say it's on chlamydia, whatever. Quit letting niggas, you know, nut up in you. You might got a tampon, anything up in there. Who knows, Kay? Let's get it checked. I mean, I'm pretty sure all them surgeries you had done. You know, you can tell the doc, hey, what's that smell down there? You know what I'm saying, like.
Hey man, look, just we just don't need that out there, man. I know that I was talking about this the other day. I was watching TV, and there were several commercials around primetime between erectile dysfunction, women, what is it, Yasmin or some stuff like that. It's like the women's version of Viagra.
Yeah.
And then followed right by a Summer's Eve commercial, followed by a Monistat commercial. Like, we all up in the crotches at primetime. That shit is disgusting. I don't want to hear about none of this shit. I don't care about your broke dick. I don't care about your stanky, itchy, funny feeling vagina.
Pussy, I don't want to hear about
it. I don't want to hear. And why are we showing this shit at prime time? Why is this on TV at 7 to 8 o'clock?
All right, so you're telling me we get sponsored by a vaginal discharge company, and it's like, yo, we pay y'all motherfuckers blankety blank blank an episode. You wouldn't sit here.
Bruh, I don't know. How you gonna work that into the conversation? The
Procast is brought to you by Discharge O. When your discharge is a little yellow, get this and get mellow.
Man, I got a lot of vacation time that I ain't used for Nappy Afro. It'd be time to put that shit in. Just send me my part of the check. And whoever quarterbacks those shows, you know, I'll just be listening. Nah, man.
Hey, look, sponsors, don't listen to Saul Wright. He's not trying to scare you off. We will push anything you want us to sell. Anything. We can sell dicks in a box. We can sell some discharge pussy juice or whatever.
Oh my God. This shit is so disgusting, man. Props to K. Michelle for coming on the show, though. And checking Angela Yee. I appreciate that. I don't even have beef with Angela Yee. I just think she gets off light work. She don't do shit on that show. Maybe she does a production. Maybe she arranges the guests.
She's like the median between Charlamagne and Envy, and she's the female. Come on, man, she does a lot.
I don't look when I hear when I watch the interview. Charlamagne does most of the hosting. Envy comes in there and says a thing here. Envy, there.
Envy's like the point guard. Envy's like the point guard.
And then Angela Yee is just sitting there for most of the time.
She asks questions. Come on, Saul, right, man?
Very lightweight, dude. Like if it's patriarchy, 15 questions, patriarchy, she asks one.
Right, patriarchy. That's very. What's the word? GQ Blue would say if he was here.
Hey, maybe she got her chops. I don't know her history. I just know that when I watch the interview, she's quiet as a church mouse.
Damn, it's all right. Just shit on everything Angela Yee did, brother.
Man, I'm just saying. Speaking of shitting on some stuff, what is this? Look, I have no idea who Black Youngster is.
Black Youngster is the rapper that was arrested coming out of the bank with 200 grand, man. That's Black Youngster, man.
Oh, from his own account. Because he was a millionaire, right?
Yeah, a multi-millionaire. He's a multi-millionaire worth 1.3 million, yes.
And he went to the bank to get 200 grand out of his own account and got stopped by the cops because the bank teller told on him. Wasn't that a Chase Bank?
No, it was Wells Fargo.
Oh, it figures. I have a Wells Fargo account now. I'm just waiting on them to stop me. you know, when I take my 200 grand out from Nappy Afro payments.
Woo!
Hey, you know what I'm saying?
All right, said it, not me, brother. Hey, I heard it.
I know you got 200 grand. I got the same check you got.
So next time I call him, damn, what was the nigga name off of Different Strokes? What was that last name?
Shut up. Shut up. So Black Youngster took his money out, and now he's been accused of something else.
Yes, he's been accused of messing with a tranny. And, you know, and Tranny had a picture of him, like, you know, some dude in the bed asleep, you know what I'm saying? Tranny posted it, said it was him. You know, Black Youngster, you know, he comes out and denies it with the best denial ever. You know, the denial of, how am I gay and I got kids? Okay, so does Bruce Jenner. You know what I'm saying? So it's a lot of niggas and somebody baby daddy that dress up like a woman. So what are you talking about? Like, what do you, I don't get it.
So let's be clear about this. The sigh and the controversy about him dating a tranny is that he doesn't know it's a tranny, right?
Oh, it's obviously he know it was a tranny. But he did, he said he denied it was him because he was like, the person in the bed in the picture had a different watch on. You know, his watch is flooded with diamonds.
Stop.
You
know
what I'm saying? Yeah.
You can't
be
a multimillionaire and have only one watch. It's not how it works.
Yeah, exactly. You can't be a multimillionaire worth $1.3 million and only got one watch. Like, you know.
Just took out $200,000 to do whatever God knows what. I guess you're buying a car or something, but you only got one watch? Flooded with diamonds? Mm. So, you saw the pictures.
Oh, man, come on, man. It's obvious. Look, if it's him, it's him. If it's not, it's not. But, dude, you've been on. Now I'm starting to think Black Youngster is an opportunist because for the last month you've been in the headlines. You've been beefing with Dolph. It's just been so much with you. Do you have a project coming out? That's what I'm thinking it is. You're trying to keep your name hot. And you know, these young niggas these days, they don't know, you know, that promo to them is keeping your name buzzing, keeping your Twitter, your mentions being flooded, not making music when niggas like, yo, that nigga nice. A Black Youngster, I have yet to hear a song by you, bro. I went on YouTube and listened to who you was, and I was just like, yo, nigga, you whack. You know what I'm saying? Like, why are you even getting this much air on the Procast? You know what I'm saying? But my thing is this, all right. Let's say, you know, you found out some girl you had sex with used to be a man. How do you feel about that?
I'm not going to feel good. Because, <it's, laughs> you know what I'm saying? It's just not right. It's not, like, tell me or something. It just doesn't feel right. It just doesn't feel right, bro.
I mean, you know, especially like if it was one of them Janet Mock ones where you couldn't even tell, you know what I'm saying? Like, oh, you used to be a dude. But if it's one of them ones where you look like old girl for Orange is the New Black, then come on, man. You should question yourself. Like, come on, man. Like,
it's just weird. And I think it's the ego of being a man. You know, you just got to own that up. It's like if you're attracted to someone who is living now as a female, mm-hmm. went through the surgery and the whole nine. You're going to feel weird because you're like, yo, I was just attracted to a dude. And I'm not attracted to dudes.
Yeah. But I was attracted to the woman, you know what I'm saying, aspect of it. But on the flip side, you're like, that used to be a dude. Like, yeah, that's got to be, woo.
It's got to be weird, man. It's got to be weird for you. I don't know how that works. Like, it's probably comparable to when Cats was watching Oz and Any Given Sunday. And that first dick pic popped up. He's like, whoa.
Mm-hmm.
The show was good and you just threw me for a loop. I wasn't expecting that. imagine if you go home with a chick from the club and she got a dick, you like, whoa. What about the cats that get tricked? They think it's a chick in the whole nine, and you actually get head from the chick, or you dating her for, you know, months, and then she come out and tell you 6 months down the line that it's a dude. Like, what do you do?
Man, you Ace Ventura yourself, nigga. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you just got to disappear. You got to leave that town, like, immediately. Like, everything, you just disappear, bro. Like, you just go away. Because you just got to, man, it can't, man, that'd be the worst. But yes. The signs got to be there. Like, if she tell you, oh, I'm on my period, you know, so we can only do it in the ass. Like, no, I'm good. Like, I ain't that pressed. Like, I don't want to fuck you in your ass before I fuck you in your pussy. Like, I'm sorry. Like, it's just not going to happen. So, why you want to pull your pants all the way down when we doing it? Like,
yeah, I don't understand. Like, so if this happens and you see one of these pictures, because there's some out there that have some work done and you can't tell. Gaydar could be up
look
to
Janet Mock. Look at Janet Mock.
Janet Mock? I don't know that name.
Google her if you can real quick.
Janet, like M-O-C-K Mock?
M-O-C-K.
Oh, yeah, it came up. This is a dude?
Used to be.
Okay, so used to be had the surgery.
Used to be, yeah, had the surgery.
This dead. It looks like a straight up chick.
Yeah, if you go to the images, you'll see like some boy pictures of him.
So yeah, so if this is a situation, it's a Janet Mock. Let's just use that name because we see the person now, and come out and you find out that this person was a guy at some point, and you look at this picture, that's fooling most of us.
Yeah.
What's the harm? Or what's the backlash if you like, yo, look at her?
I mean, ain't no backlash because you was attracted to the woman. You didn't know nothing about the man thing. It was just like she looked like appeared to be a woman. But it's just like once you and now let's say if it's a woman and she still got the banana and the cherries, then we got a problem. You know what I'm saying? You still go ahead with it, you know, then that like I know niggas that watch the training videos and I'd be like, bruh, like that shit weird. And he's like, what do you mean? It's like a woman dressed up with a dick fucking another woman. I'd be like, it's something weird about that. Like, just a woman top and a man bottom, like, that shit is weird. So, you know, I mean, people attracted to what they're attracted to. You know what I'm saying? You're entitled to that. I think something wrong. I ain't saying something wrong, but it's just something weird about that.
Is Laverne Cox officially a female now?
Is that the one from...
That's Orange is the New Black.
Did she get that...
I don't know. But so the reason I brought her up is because by comparison, I think Laverne Cox looks like a guy.
Yeah, it looks very much like a guy.
So that situation, I think the backlash, so to speak, would probably be different, surgery or no surgery, than Janet Mock. Like, there's something about the idea of you being attracted to someone who looks handsome. Someone that looks like a dude if you're not into dudes. Am I saying that right? Does that make sense what I'm trying to say?
Makes sense to me.
It's really weird. I don't know how that shit plays
out. Hey, my Laverne Cox got an identical twin brother.
Yeah, because he was on the show. In season two, when they did the whole... Was it season two or season one? When they did the rewind and they were doing the story of him being the paramedic.
The man.
Yeah, that was her brother.
Oh, that's dope.
Yeah, so I didn't know either. I was just like, damn, how did they shoot this? I was like, did they know this cat when he was pre-transition? And then...
I think he's one of them. He's a transitional person too, though, isn't he?
I don't know that much about him. I don't know. I
mean, if you look at his... if you took a look at pictures of him, he...
So he looks... He's doing the same thing.
Yeah. He did, I mean...
That's got to be odd to navigate for all parties involved.
I mean, they look just alike, yo. That's crazy.
Laverne Cox's brother.
M. Lamar is his name.
Oh, yeah. So the first picture that popped up is him in drag or something. So he's either doing the transition or that's just...
He's androgynous.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know how that works. But then are there people that you've seen... I know you're not going to admit this. Are there people that you've seen that are playing the role, that are doing the transgender... That don't look like guys overtly. Sydney Star.
Two R's on Star.
My search history is gonna look terrible. right now. Let's see. Sydney Star. What is this? Wait. She's been linked. Isn't it the one that was linked to Chingy or somebody?
Yes.
So Sydney Star. Okay. Definitely doesn't look like a dude. Looks like a weird girl. But has Sydney Star had the surgery?
I think she had to if she had sex with niggas.
Well, not if they was doing it in the butt.
Well, I think she's post-op. She got to be post-op.
It's so weird to navigate. My friend is a professor. She's an advocate for all this. Like, so she knows the ins and outs. She's very well versed in this. We might have to have her on the show because I don't get a lot of this stuff. But what was I watching? I was watching something and they said, what is your preferred gender pronoun? So people that are transgender that are living, born one way, but they identify with another way, they have preferences for their gender pronoun as he or she. And you're supposed to respect them by calling them what they prefer to be called. So if it's Sydney Star pre-surgery and Sydney says that I'm a she, you're supposed to refer to her as a she.
Mm-hmm.
Caitlin is a she, but she's not having the surgery, but you're supposed to call her a she. I don't know the rules. I don't know.
Sorry, didn't we already go through this on Frocast once? Something like, I can self-identify. You can self-identify what you want to. Like, tomorrow, I'm going to self-identify as a white man.
I don't think that's going to work well for you, though.
But still, over the phone, I'm put white. If they ask me, I'm just going to put white on my application.
You have a very black scent, bro. I don't know that that's going to work for you.
On my resume and stuff, when I apply for jobs now, I'm put white on there. Still, I get in the interview, and they're going to be like, I thought you were... I'm looking at them and like, I am. Like, what do you mean? Like, I feel like I'm white. Like, my whole life, I was raised to be white.
Well, I mean, we kind of do that anyway when we go into interviews, right? Like, you don't put that on the application. But when you go in and sit down for the interview, you code switch.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? The dress up part, I always, you know, I don't talk about that part because that doesn't matter. You should dress for the part. If you're going in for an interview, people dress the part for the interview. Like, there's nothing wrong with that. But you code switch. You start pronouncing the R's. You know what I'm saying? You start, it's not what's the matter. It's what's the matter. You start enunciating. This is what happens in interviews. So we kind of do that anyway. Until you get hired. and then it all goes to shit.
When I'm hired.
I'm motherfucking tired. It took me a good week at the job that I had in Maryland. It took me a good week before I came in there with the Beats headphones on and was blasting music loud. Like, fuck this place. Coming to the lot, peel out and parking. Like, it only took about a week to like, yo, this is who I really am. When I first sent these cats an email to get on to NappyAfro.com, it was very professional. And then I got comfortable and I was like, fuck it. Jeremy, you a motherfucker. Easy. Fuck doing this. That's what happens. That's what happened to all the new cats that signed up. Hey, I'd love to write for you. I'm very ambitious. I'd love to do it, man. I just want to do it. Hey, we need some content. Hey, I ain't doing that shit, bro. Where the money at, though?
Yeah. Hey. I mean, I got Nappy Afro on my Twitter bio, but I mean, so what?
I wrote one article. I'm staff. I need to be included in all decisions. Where's my vote for album of the year? That's what we do.
He want a podcast. Like, what?
I'm gonna put another podcast out. Look, let me review that app. Y'all already reviewed it, but let me review it again. Hey, man, that's what we do. We do that anyway. You got the question on here. This is before we get to the D'Angelo Russell thing, because that's a whole different thing. The question on here is the funniest time you got curved, aka played for us old cats, by a female. I'm an old man, so this happened several times in my life. I think probably the coldest one. Coldest game was in grade school. And I think I told this story before.
Went back to grade school? That was the coldest?
Because it's a cold game, bro. Like,
okay.
So this was for Valentine's Day. I got this chick a necklace the whole nine. Gave her the necklace for Valentine's Day. And she was like, yo, I'm not ready to be in a relationship. Yada, yada, yada. I'm like, all right, cool. I can respect that. The next day, she asked me what's up with my boy. The next day, came to me and asked me what's up with my boy. That's cold game, bro. That's cold game, man. What about you? What's the coldest you got curved?
Oh, man. Curved, I'm going to say, like, okay, this one chick I was messing with, you know, I thought me and her was exclusive, but we wasn't. You know, so one day she left me in the car while she was doing something. So, you know, her purse was in there. So I go through her purse, and I'm looking through her little organizer and shit, and she had the days, you know, circled when she, you know, so she had like a little sign or something, like a little star or something day she had sex. So I'm looking, you know, I'm like, okay, I remember this day. Then there was a day on that star, and I was just like, hold up. Like, I was at work.
Damn. So wait, she openly let you see this?
No, she got out the car, and I was being nosy. I was plundering.
Oh, that's how it goes. That's how it goes.
Yes, I found out, you know, so nigga was heartbroken, man. Then I bought her like a new fucking radio for her car and shit. And then like the very next day, somebody broke in the car and stole that shit.
Damn. You know?
And I'm really thinking, you know what I'm saying, it was some old take that shit back, you know what I'm saying, give me the money type deal. Like, yeah, it was just like, I bought a CD player for a car. You know, man, it was just all bad. I was nose wide open. I had the what's your boy name? I had the KRS-One nose. Nostrils just wide open.
The Black Youngsters.
Yes, the Black Youngsters. I'm talking about the, yes.
So, first lesson to learn from that is if you go looking for some shit, you go find it.
Yeah.
Don't go looking, bro. I don't know anybody who's going looking and ain't found shit.
Ain't lying.
I don't go looking. Hey, if my wife out here doing dirt, I find out when it come to light. I'm not going to go looking. She got like 13 journals laying around this house. I don't read none of them motherfuckers. I don't go into purses. None of that shit. When you go looking, you find it. I've done that before, too. You made me think of another story. Like I said, I've got several of them. Me and my boy, this is when I was... You know when you were in high school, one of y'all drove and one of y'all didn't. It's just how the shit worked. I had the car. I was the driver. The chick I thought I was talking to, we rolled up over there. I'm chilling downstairs. This motherfucker goes somewhere. He said he got to go to the bathroom. Next thing I hear, fucking. He fucked the girl that I was supposed to be talking to, and I drove him over there to do it. Cold game. So when he came downstairs with the look on his face, I said, oh yeah? So I went upstairs and confronted her right then. Nothing to say. So when we rolled out, we got in the car, and I told her I've never been that mad at a dude in my life. I was like, yo, straight up, I'm only gonna say this once. I don't even care what happened. If you ever do some shit like that, I will fuck you up.
Damn.
And he was like, I thought you ain't no conversation. We ain't gotta handle back and forth. Yeah. I was like, but that's the only time, dude. That was the quietest ride back to the crib. And I could have left him because we was in the projects. I could have just left his ass out there, but I was like, bro. Ever again.
It happened to me before, so all right.
Damn, you was in the house too?
Nigga, it was me, two of my partners, you know. So I was like, oh man, I know this girl. She real cool, man. You know what I'm saying? I was crushing on her. I like that. I ain't gonna front. She was from New Orleans, you know what I'm saying? I was just like, man, I really like, you know what I'm saying? I mean, so, you know, me and my partners, we went over there. Nigga, I remember the day, and it was the day that Princess Diana died. You know what I'm saying? That shit was on the news, nigga. I remember that shit. Only reason why I know, because I was sitting there watching it while he back there in that smash. So I was just like, hold on. I'm sitting there talking to my boy, and I was like, damn, what's Sanjay? He in the back. You know, then he come out the room, like, you know, what's going on out here? And I'm looking like, nigga, how you just go like that was. Like, this your first day meeting her. How you smashing on the first day? Like, I've been putting in work. Like, oh man, bro. So yeah, and on that ride back, man, I was just real aggy, bro. Like I ain't even, you know what I'm saying? Like I ain't even speaking to him. And one day he's like, "Man, what the fuck is your problem, man? Why you ain't speaking to nothing?" And I was like, "Nigga, the fuck? Like you went over there, you know?" Oh man, like he don't even care. Like that was the thing. He smashed and didn't care. Like you know what I'm saying? It was just like, "Oh, that's normal. This is what I do." I cared. Like I was just like, "Yo, I really like this one, nigga." And you just, oh man,
just smutted her out and it's over.
Yes.
He ain't caring nothing about it. He probably ain't even talk to her no more. And it's over.
Look, me and her friends on Facebook.
Okay, so Facebook is definitely the worst place for anything that has to do with productive life. Like, so this person, the chick that I'm talking about, found me on Facebook and was like, hey, how you doing? How you been? I don't hold a grudge, but I don't fuck with you.
Mm-hmm.
Like I understand we was kids, but you didn't smash and I found out about it round the way. I was in the house.
Yes.
Don't hit me up now. I can't fuck with you.
Yeah.
There's no point in us having this conversation. That's whack shit, man. That's whack shit, man. Facebook is like that. So then we got the situation now, social media. D'Angelo Russell recorded that this is his teammate, Swaggy P.
Swaggy P. Nick Young.
Did he give himself the name Swaggy P?
Yes, he gave his own self the nickname Swaggy P. Nick Young, who's engaged to a multi-platinum artist, the best female artist of all time, Iggy Azalea.
Oh.
That Nick Young.
Yeah. Yeah, he rushed to her defense when all that other shit was popping off, too. But anyway, so he apparently recorded him saying that he was cheating, right? That's the story?
He was like, asking him, like, yo, what's the youngest girl you're messing around with? And he was like, something about 19. How old are you? Like, 30. So, I mean, that had to be recently, you know what I'm saying, because he said 30. And so then after he recorded him saying this, he was like, thank you for, you know, telling my video all this. You know what I'm saying? So nigga was looking like, what? Nigga put the shit like on Snapchat. You know what I'm saying? Like, and thinking like the world wasn't going to see the shit. Like, what the fuck? You a basketball player. Like, and then it just, he violated so many rules right there. Like, why are you recording this, man? First of all. It's all right. I come in the room and ask you, so it's all right, man. When last time you went to a strip club? Or where? Did you do anything? Or, man, just like, why are you asking me these questions and why are you recording me?
Right.
And then Nick Young, why did you let him leave the room? Like, man, nigga, I'm breaking your phone, nigga. Like, what?
It's going,
I mean,
down
breaking your jaw or breaking your phone. Like, yeah. Which one you going to broke, nigga?
Definitely,
like,
you know.
Yeah, because like Bomani said, you ain't got to lay hands on him, but you got to lay hands on him. Even if I put my arm around him and be like, look, bro, that shit got to, you know, let me see you delete that right now, nigga. Like, no, nigga, like, uh-uh. Like, come on, man. Like, what was you trying to do? I mean.
And shit, he did what he was trying to do. It's out there, you know.
Was he trying to get Iggy? Like, why was you doing that? Like, everybody tells him, he's a kid. No, nigga, like, you know, I don't give a fuck how old you is. You don't never do no hating shit like that, bro. Never. Like, why are you recording? Another? Like, what was he gaining from the whole thing? Is what I don't get.
I don't understand. Maybe he thought it was funny prank joke. I don't get it. But so a lot of people, I've seen the fallout from this, and a lot of people, you know, he's been ostracized. The team ain't fucking with him no more. The Lakers just won the game. They just beat the Heat. By the way, I don't know how you do that, but they just beat the Heat, and the team celebrated. And they kind of didn't let him in on the celebration. You know what I'm saying? They give him the cold shoulder. He's apologized. But people are saying this is why you need to go to college for 2 years to mature.
Yes.
Look, man. Going to college doesn't make you mature any better.
Yeah, look, Kobe did the same thing. You know what I'm saying? Maybe he felt like, well, it worked. Mamba rebounded from this. Maybe I can. But you're not Kobe. You know what I'm saying? You're not the Mamba. Like, you're not out there scoring 20 points a game. 30. You know, you're not even averaging. You're averaging less than 5 assists. And you're a point guard. Like, what the fuck? Like, I don't get it. Like, yo, man, it's just all bad. Then you just, they say teammates won't sit with him. Nobody's talking to him. Like, hey, these new frail niggas, like, you know, he might kill himself. And what's the suicide number again, sorry? Like, these new niggas, like, they like this internet bullying crowd, like, he is part of this crowd. Like, niggas that get bullied online, like, he's one of them niggas. So this shit might drive this nigga crazy, man. So, hey, man, everybody watch out for D'Angelo Russell, man. You know, hey, man, this might backfire on your Lakers. Like, this guy, he might need help because it just might be a little too much. Like, last year, it was life was all fun and bubblegum for him. Now this shit is real. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's got to be hard. The people that you work with and travel with don't want to fuck with you.
None of them. Like, then think about it. This is going to have... Like, the next team you go to, niggas not gonna fuck with you. Like, it's just like, and then you're a point guard, niggas gotta fuck with you. Like, oh my God.
Hey, you gotta do like Poppy said. Poppy said, yo, you wanna make them forget? Start winning.
Start doing like Kobe. Only 70 games left.
Hey, you better start putting up 40, 50 points a game.
Nobody's passing them the ball. Did you see that shit? Like, they ain't even, man, this shit is disgusting, man.
It's rough, man. I don't know what you do because, yeah, nobody else is going to trade for you when you're free agent. You're going to take a hit on the contract side of the game. I don't know what you do with that situation. But social media, man, is getting people fucked up every day. Yeah. Every day.
I know my chicken gonna come to roost one day. Somebody gonna come to see me about my little talking greasy on this podcast. I know it's gonna happen. But just know, nigga, I'm the Second Amendment? Yes. Just letting you know now. I'm letting you know now, nigga. Like, I live in a state where you come with too much shit, I'm gonna shoot your ass, nigga. It's simple as that.
I think that we would be covered under the comedy side of the game where people don't.
Cat Williams just got jumped on the comedy side. What do you mean, man?
When did he get jumped?
Did he just get jumped by the little kid?
That wasn't comedy. The kid wasn't fucking around. So the kid was like, yo, I'll fuck you up. And then Cat decided to stand up and say, okay, well, it's on then. And he punched him. That wasn't the comedy side of the game at all.
I mean, it started out the comedy then.
No, Cat was having jokes at his ass, but one of them wasn't playing. Yeah. So the way it comes, you know, somebody come, hey, I heard y'all talking a lot of shit on the Frocast. Immediately, I'm showing my yellow, hey, I'm sorry, man. We just doing this shit for fun and jokes. I feel like that shouldn't have to be said, for the most part. And some of the shit we've said, hey, I don't fuck with some of these people. So it'll be a problem. It'll just be like, yeah, I heard what you said. Well, I meant it, so what's it gonna be? Like, is that what we gonna do now? We fighting? Is Cat still fighting in 2016? I don't know, but sometimes you gotta pay for what you say, man. If you're recording your boy though, and you put it out there, and you try to fuck up his home situation, that's not a good look. That's not a good look. The mics, when we get on the show, the mics are hot just because it's how it's set up. I don't put this shit out there. I delete shit. Stuff could be said. I've said some stuff. It's gotta be deleted.
Yes.
I'm not putting it out there for jokes. Like, yeah, this would be real fun if I put this out here with B-Eazy said about Jern. I wouldn't do that. What I would do is text the motherfuckers.
Now, fuck that.
First of all, we know that B-Eazy's never on a call. So yes. I have no recordings of B-Eazy ever saying shit about anybody.
Like, 7 games left in the NBA season, and the Warriors are 68-7. So they can make it through 7 games without losing 2. They breaking it with me. Without losing 3, they can break the record. So if they go 5-2 in the last 7, they broke the Bulls, the 95-96 Bulls record, man.
Is that going to make my Jordans worth less? The 72-10s that I got for Christmas?
I mean, unless you get you some 75-7 Under Armour.
That is terrible. The Under Armour have the undefeated shoe. They have the best record shoe. That'd be disgusting.
Under Armour got all the fucking MVPs right now. What are you talking about?
But their shoes are not good looking shoes, man.
Yeah, it just looks disgusting.
Terrible.
They look worse, and they got the Nike price. And I'm just like, I can't do that. Like, I can't give you Nike money, and I just don't. You know, I'm sorry, I can't.
They're
do
not that expensive. They're usually about $120.
That's Nike prices. What are you talking about?
What Nikes is $120? They use like, I mean, what, 40?
They talk about exclusives like you be getting the prime time, the premiums, but just regular basketball shoes, yeah, they price just with Nike.
Everybody's up there around $100, $120 for basketball
shoes.
Yeah,
that's shoes. Like I said, I ain't seen nobody but Nike getting that dollar. Like Adidas, I know Adidas, you know what I'm saying? Nike, Adidas, you know, Converse, you better not, like, you got to have to pay more than $40 for Converse.
They cost $70 now for Chucks. Chucks is $70. The new
where
Chuck
you shopping? It's all right. Chucks.
No,
is
the new Chuck 2.0s are $70.
Oh, see, there you go with it. We talk about the All Stars, man.
All Stars are 55 plus.
It's all right, man. Hey, stay out of, where you shopping? The Galleria in Houston? Bruh,
Googling it right now. A brand new pair of All Stars is like $50, $55. That's how much they cost.
I mean, I know they're about $44.99. I know.
If they ain't on sale now, we used to sell them all day at Shoe Carnival for $20. The game done changed. But yeah, I don't like the idea of them beating the record only because of the 72-10. And then does this make Kerr like the best coach and player ever because he had the two best seasons? I mean, one as a coach and one as a player.
Look, that's not like he was a big part of both of them because, I mean, A, he was playing with Michael Jordan on the first one. This one, he missed like the first 30-some games. So,
not only that, he's got two other players that would probably be MVP if Curry.
Yeah, Luke Walton really carried his team. Let's be honest. Luke Walton is the reason why they went on these
games. Hey, where is he coaching next season?
Luke Walton will have a coach. He'll probably be in New York. You know what I'm saying? He'd be smart. I'll stay assistant. I stay either being New York or LA, but I stay assistant on Golden State. Like, why leave? Like, I mean, damn that.
You work 30 games out the season, get the team going like this, and then you get to sit back and wait for Curry's back to go out again?
Exactly. I just sit back and be like, yo, I just wait. You know what I'm saying? Oh, man.
You couldn't pay me to go to New York. You about to lose Carmelo. The team sucks. Ownership's stupid. There's no way I go to New York. There's no point in that shit. We got TV talk, a little bit of TV talk. Did you watch Friday Night Tights Steel City this week?
Oh, that's the name of it. I couldn't even find it. Okay, I got to look on my site.
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to make it through the season.
This one right here is not, it's just not, I don't know. Maybe they brought it back too quick on us. Like, I wasn't really, like, you just can't change gears on us this fast. Like,
nah,
you know,
that ain't it. It's because the season's different. It's not about the football and the football players. It's about the town. They want us to care about these little backwoods towns. They want us to, like, this last episode they showed, they had a meeting about the team. Mm-hmm. So I think it's Mahawka, whatever. One of the towns, the football team is done by like a city council. So they had a meeting about the team and people were mad and wanted to get the coach fired. So they say, is this a motion to get? Yeah, it's a motion. I'm putting it out there right now. I'm saying he's got to go. So then they had another meeting about if they should fire the coach. I don't care about y'all. At this point in the season, I don't know any of the kids' names, and that's a problem. Because we knew the kids' names from the first two episodes of Friday Night Tights. We knew who the stars were. We knew who the good teams were. I have no idea who these teams are. But the show will be 45 minutes, 50 minutes of about the city and all these backstories about brothers and cousins and girlfriends. The coach talking about how... So, I don't know if what their living situation is, but one of the coaches has an ex-wife and he has a kid on the team and they still co-parent the kids, and then her new boyfriend is now his assistant coach and they all sit down at the table eating. Why do I know this much about that shit? I don't care.
Yeah, like, let's get to the football.
And then at the end of the show, we get two games or a game and a half. Like, I'm not a fan, so I don't know. I might give it one more episode. And then I'm
I went back to, I was sitting there, I was bored the other day, so I went back, started watching like season one of Friday Night Tights and shit, you know, just skipping around. Mm-hmm. They got into the football like 5-10 minutes into the show.
Exactly.
I was just like, wow, man. We watched about four, they show like 4 or 5 games on one episode, and I was like, that's what I'm talking about right here. I like, the new season, it ain't none of this. Like, they take away the football and introduce you to everything. I think that was a plan. You know, I don't know, man. It's weird. But that's what the football is what made us love it, not the fucking backstories. I could give a shit. Like, everybody got the same story. I want to see the little kids play football, man. So, yeah. Did you watch Empire last night?
Nah. Are we back on Empire? Am I supposed to be watching this for the nation? Because I gave up on Empire already.
Hold on. You can't sucker me into watching the show and then just stop watching.
I gave up on Empire like at the end of the first season. I watched a couple more episodes the next season because you told me to watch it for the show. I didn't know we were watching it again for the show. I thought we were done. Are we back to watching this shit?
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, I just, hey.
Like, go ahead and talk about it because I didn't watch
it. Oh, there's nothing to talk about. Like, it just, Empire came back last night and it was just over the top as usual. Hakeem is now head of, he's the CEO of Lion Dynasty, and Cookie didn't finagle her way back into the mix. Thanks. It's All Right, another show, It's All Right, got me to watch and bailed on me. It's All Right is the Be Easy of TV shows.
Hold on, what shows did this happen with?
Scandal.
No, I didn't get you to watch Scandal. I gave up on Scandal by the time you started watching it.
But you're the reason why I'm watching it. You gave me into watching it. So Scandal one. That's Empire is another.
That's
what else you just failed on me on? You only watch what's it called? Fresh Off the Boat anymore. Got me on that one. I'm just like, all these shows you got me. I didn't watch it. I'm just like, but you was a champion in these shows. Like, you know,
I still watch Fresh Off the Boat. I just don't watch it every time it comes on. I kind of binge watch it. I kind of Netflix it. I got like 2 or 3 on the DVR and I just run them through.
I got you.
It doesn't get the immediate attention. I gave up on Scandal.
And it's a 30-minute show, so it's not that bad.
Yeah, you know, I can sit there and get that done. When Friday Night Tights came on and they had 2 episodes on that, which is 2 hours, I said, come on, man. I don't want to watch 2 hours of this. And I watched it, and I wish I had. This shit wasn't good. I did watch Better Call Saul. What you think about Old Girl? Did you watch Better Call Saul this week?
Come on, sorry. Of course.
I'm just checking.
Wexler.
Huh?
Some of the girl, his girlfriend?
Yeah. What do you think about... So she's proving even more our theory that she's not about a bitch.
Yeah, she's not. She's not at all. She's too by the book. And, you know, since Saul's starting to see that, so he about to just, you know, like, back off of him. And he's saying, like, yo, I really love her, but I'm not in love with her. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, eh. They're too different. Like, you know what I'm saying, for them to have a common goal of doing law. Like, you know, I just want to see where is this going. Like, you know, where is this going?
This will be why we don't see her on Breaking Bad.
Is because she's about to get killed. Hope she gets killed by Tuco and them or something like that.
It's possible. She's about to have her own practice in the same building with him. It's possible.
Yeah.
That whole shit just—he quit his job or he got himself fired for his independence, and she just out here running around chasing jobs. Like, that's two different kind of people in this world.
Yep. Yeah.
Because that company showed them who she was when she brought that case, that new case in, and they said, thanks, we got it.
Yep.
Hey, they let you know who the fuck they was. That's what you're supposed to change up.
Thanks for doing all that work.
Right. Thanks. We're going to promote somebody else now. We appreciate it. Like, fuck that shit. Saul is the man. I wouldn't have gave that car back, though.
Yeah. He had to, man. He had to. Nah, it was all part of the package. I'd be like, you know, all he wanted was a desk.
He got the desk, but he did all that work to get that cup holder. There's no way I'm going back to that car. Like, I want to see. So I guess after his next big case, he gets the caddy. That's what I want to see, is the goddamn caddy.
Then we have Walking Dead season finale coming up.
Already?
Yeah. Well, you know, they do like the little...
It's a mini season. It's like a 4 or 5 episode.
It's about 8. It started like February 14th. And so, you know, you do the math, you know what I'm saying, every week between now and, you know, so it's probably about 8 weeks. This is what I figured out. Walking Dead is never going to end. Like, it's never. It's never going to end. Never. It's just going to, they're going to keep on going until, you know, because I see what they're doing. I see what they're doing. And, you know, so the season finale coming up, somebody's going to die, either Glenn or Daryl. You know, a lot of people going to be like, people going to be upset after this episode. So next week on the Frocast, you know, I'll be talking about somebody on The Walking Dead, one of the big time characters dying. So
spoiler alert now.
Spoiler alert now. So if you ain't watched by the time we recorded the Frocast, you're a dumbass.
So is it... Are they filming it, you think, like they did the soap operas that have been on for 40 years, or like The Simpsons that's been on for 30 years or some shit? Is it going to be one of those that just keeps going on every season?
Look, that's what it seems like is going to happen, because they keep, the way they're doing, like they'll move to a new area, like that's the whole little thing. Like, they might move to somewhere where it's cold all the time. Like, they move from Atlanta all the way up to Virginia, you know what I'm saying? So they're moving their way up, and it's just no end. Like, there is no end to this. They keep introducing new characters, and it's like a never ending. It's never going to end, so I don't know what's going to happen.
So then what the fuck, like, I don't watch the show, but how are the dead people... The Walking Dead, how are they still alive?
Ooh, the people that's the survivors, the one that's not
the actual dead, like what's keeping the dead people alive? They ain't eating people. We gotta be out of people at this point, right?
Well, I mean, like everybody's infected with the virus. So when people die, they become the zombies. And so, you know, like I said, everybody's infected.
So what keeps the zombies alive?
Just they fucking till somebody fucking knife them through their fucking head, they stay alive.
But they don't need nutrition to stay alive. I don't watch this show. I don't know how it works. Oh,
they like to eat. Look, they like to eat people, but sometimes they just, you know, they can't get nothing living. They just sit there like it's something that's been tied up. Like it's something that might have shot themselves when the apocalypse first happened, and in a closed room, and the motherfuckers still trying to get out the room, nigga. They just dead. Like, they just constantly living like they don't die.
That sounds horrible.
Yeah.
That sounds fucking horrible. I might jump in at some point. Now that I'm getting rid of TV, I guess I got time to watch all this shit.
It's deep water, so all right, man. I'm telling you, man. It's deep water.
Episode 7 now? I mean, season 7?
Yeah, man. Shout out to Tracy May. She got me watching The Leftover season 2. And I'm going to go ahead and say this. That shit had me fucked up, because I don't know what the fuck I just watched. Like, all 10 episodes were, like, the same scenario from 10 different fucking viewpoints. Well, maybe I ain't gonna say 10. It was probably 7 different viewpoints. So you didn't really get much. It was just like whatever happened in the first episode, second episode showed you another person's point of view from it and how it got that point. Then the next episode was the same, but from a different person. So the shit was weird as fuck, man. So I don't know who. I mean, that show right there, like, it's the most confusing show. Like, if you are artists, all right, you might like this shit. You know, so it's called The Leftovers. It's about the great, it was called like the great. departure, where like on October 14th, 140 million people just disappeared, just vanished in the thin air. You know what I'm saying? Like, so it's like, it's all right, you was at the gym or something, and it happened, you one of the people that departed, you'll be lifting weights or something, and the weight bench just boom, just drop. Your clothes will still be there and everything, but you'll be gone. You know what I'm saying?
That would definitely fuck me up. But see, some of these shows, I don't know how they have so many episodes. Like, that's one of the things I'm catching up on S.H.I.E.L.D. I was watching the current season and didn't know it because I was watching online. The first
the
season.
S.H.I.E.L.D.?
Agents of the S.H.I.E.L.D.
Oh, I'm about to say the S.H.I.E.L.D. Sorry, that's like a, I mean, that's the show is old, but I was just saying.
Now, Agents of the S.H.I.E.L.D. Like, the first season was like 20 episodes. How do you get greenlit for that kind of shit out the gate?
That's the difference between broadcast TV and like cable TV. Cable TV gonna give you about 13 episodes. Broadcast TV will give you 23. Cause you know a season, man. Like that's ridiculous. That's why when you get caught up on them damn TV shows, man, you got a lot of TV to watch, man. Like that Chicago Fire. Like I could not believe I got caught up. Like I watched every episode of Chicago Fire.
So how many is the episode? How many is the season on that one?
20 is 20 episodes, and it was like I'm on season 5. Like season, I'm current with what's going on TV right now. I think they on like season 5 now, and it was like 20 some episodes a season. So I was Chicago Fired out.
That shit feels like work.
It is. Like, it's like I don't, like, when you don't go binge a show, you, like, dedicate your life to that show for, like, 3-4 days or however long it take you to do it. And it's just like, but on the flip side, you don't like watching the show with commercials. It's like, because you watch the whole thing without commercials, so now you can't, and watching it with commercials is weird to me.
It's this whole, like, we all the way back to the TV talking about, like, we started the show. It seems weird to me, like, when you do the math, you're not really saving money if you're one of the people that pays for the shit. So if you got Hulu, Netflix, Amazon Prime, Sling, Vudu, you got all these different ways to watch shit. You got HBO Go, Showtime Go, you got all this shit. You're gonna end up paying probably what you pay for cable. The difference is that allegedly you get to tailor your TV experience to watch exactly what you want to watch without commercials. And that's still not true.
Yeah.
That's what pissed me off. Yeah. That's what pissed me off because I like to sit down like mindless TV. I like to do shit that I got to do at night. If I'm editing shit, I'm doing some planning or whatever with Martin on in the background, Jamie Foxx show on in the background, Ridiculousness on. That's what I like to do. I can't watch that shit. I like to sit down and watch domestic programs like fucking Property Brothers and House Hunters Renovation. I like that shit. I can't watch that without cable TV.
Exactly. That's why you just need to break down and get the basic shit, man.
But the basic don't have like your BET and shit on it.
Yes, it does.
I don't think the basic out here got BET.
Man, everybody.
And they got El Rey, which shows all the blaxploitation movies.
Damn. Well, just ask them, like, look, what do I have to do? Tell them. You tell them, like, they can tailor what you want. You can say, hey, man, I don't watch this. All I need is something I can watch. This channel, this channel, this channel. I need, you know, they can be like, well, you want this package. They can do it for you. Trust me. I'm telling
you. Time Warner Cable is the worst, bro.
No, Time Warner is one of the best, nigga. Don't you talk shit about Time Warner Cable.
Look, I got, so
TWC, baby. Whoa, TWC, they got one of the best.
Trash.
Box is the best box. Oh, my, you crazy.
Trash. And see, this is one of those situations where Time Warner Cable say, hey, we heard what you said about us on the show. But, like, I meant it. You motherfuckers are trash. When we got the service, first of all, I have to have somebody come out here like every other month to fix something that broke. The shit don't work. But when we got it, we had the plan. I threatened to cut off the goddamn cable 2 or 3 times. They gave me a deal. So the last time they gave me a deal, they gave me the goddamn works. I got everything except for Cinemax. I got everything except for Cinemax. I got the phone. I got the high-speed internet, all that shit. It was like $90 a month. Well, then, all of a sudden, that shit stopped. And my bill went up to $300. They ain't tell me shit. So then I said, okay, well, fuck it. How do I get rid of the TV and just keep the internet? Well, we don't currently have a package that does that. What the fuck do you mean? I'm not asking you for a package. I'm asking just to get internet. We don't have a way of doing that. This is what they told me. So now, they're doing the same thing now where they say, hey, well, you can do it, but we have to cut your internet down. You can't have the highest speed internet without it being bundled into a package. Yo, fuck Time Warner, man. I'm stuck with this shit.
Hey, man, Time Warner's a good cable company.
No, they're not, man. I'm at this point now, I'm almost like, why not just get T-Mobile home internet? Just get the 4G.
Yeah.
I can't deal with this shit no more. I don't know how you do it, bro. I don't know how you do it.
Well, I mean, it's all right. Like I said, man, I just get the basic cable and my internet, man. I'm telling you, my internet, I watch everything that's on TV, man. I just have to stream it. You learn a little patience when you have to stream, but hey, it is what it is, man. I got some good streaming sites, though.
And you watch it on your laptop. That's the other difference, too. I like watching it on the fucking TV.
I told you, like, you can. Hey, I go either way, man. I'm a bisexual with it, man. I can either go laptop on a TV. It doesn't matter. I got an HDMI cord, man. It really doesn't matter, bro. Like,
I don't know. We'll have to figure it out. We'll talk after the show. But you got some Keeping 100 for this week.
Yeah, man. Keeping 100, man. It's getting hot. Spring is in the air. You know, spring is here. Full swing, you know, winter time, you know what I'm saying? It's time to, you know, I don't know if I told everybody, but my yearly update, people, get down there and shave it up. I ain't got to be bald, aka shout out to Be Easy, who got his Tumblr.
Whoa.
Did you see that, Bess?
When I started reading it, I didn't know where he was going with it. I was like, why? What happened that made you post this? Why did this even happen? And then I saw the picture, and I said, bruh. What are you doing? Go ahead, man.
I said he got exactly what he deserved. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, when I saw the picture, I was like, that's what's supposed to happen.
He told me, they go ask me, this is like a younger, and I was like, easy. I don't know what a younger, you know what I'm saying? Like, what?
If we go by what the goddamn biology books tell us, then yes.
Yes, that looks like a prepubescent pussy. You know what I'm saying? What's that? You know what I'm saying? That shit ain't like it had no age on it. But anyway, I digress. You know what I'm saying? It was a grown woman. But anyway, ladies, men, get down there. You know, get rid of all that fucking fur, man. It ain't winter time no more. We're not cavemen. Shave the fur down, man. You'll smell better. You'll feel better. You'll look better. Time to manscape, ladies. Go get your Brazilian wax. Get that butt fucking hair out of there if you want to get your butt ate. You know what I'm saying? Ladies, you know what I'm saying? Hey, just men, I'm telling you, when your lady not sucking your meat, man, get your hair gone. She don't want to fucking be in the bush of stinking ass hair, nigga. Like, you know, cut this shit down some, man. I'm not saying go out there and look like a little boy, you know, or a fucking Hitler stash on your penis or whatever, man. But just, you know, just knock that shit down. Knock the bushes down, man. Spring cleaning time, man.
I blame porn. Porn dudes out here walking around rocking the baldy.
Hey, man, nothing wrong with that. You get the optical inch, all right, man. Your shit look bigger, man. I'm just saying, man.
It ain't gonna feel no bigger, is it?
Yeah, it is. It's all fine thing. You looking like, damn, bro, this shit look bigger, bro. Man, I'm telling you, bro.
Are these young boys out here really doing this shit?
These old boys out here doing this shit. What are you talking about, son?
Hey, man,
let's
do whatever you do, man.
Hey, man, you go to Walmart, get your pair of them little Andes clippers, man. Cut it down. Make sure you hit it with a little alcohol, some black soap, so you don't get no bump.
Would you say alcohol?
Yes.
Nah, bro, you trying to kill these people.
Man, you got to hit your area with alcohol to get the area right. Well, first of all, hit it with a hot rag. Get a hot rag down there so you can open up them pores. Then cut it. Then hit it with alcohol. Then wash it with the black soap. Then you're good to go, man. Maybe put a little coconut oil down there. Since coconut oil is the rave now, everybody put coconut oil everywhere, nigga. Like, niggas are brushing their teeth with it, putting their hair on their skin, they cooking with it, they drinking this shit. Like, coconut oil is every fucking wear now, so like, what the fuck?
Look, I don't know what the fuck Jerry was talking about. Don't put alcohol on your nuts, bro.
Put alcohol on your balls. Hey, look, it's going to be a... Shit. Hey, that shit is a tingling sensation, bro. No,
fucking burn, bro. Don't do that shit. Look, if you go to the barbershop and get your goddamn fade and they put the alcohol on there and that shit hurts, what you think it's going to do in your nuts?
That shit feel good for like 2 seconds, nigga. You like, that shit, bro. Be like, whoa, shit.
Fellas, look, sorry I told you, don't do that shit. If you do it.
The hot water after you put the alcohol on it.
Man, just don't do that shit, bro. Don't listen. Look, Germ Keeper 100 be on point at least 99.9% of the time. This one. Don't put no alcohol on your nuts, bro. Don't do it. Jeremy, you gonna have people out here fucked up.
Hey, man.
They're gonna be looking like goddamn Rice Krispies by the nuts. It's your fault.
Nah, bro. If you don't put no alcohol on it, you're gonna be, hey, all right? When you get that hair bump on there, you're gonna be like, damn, King Jeremy said put some alcohol down here.
Yeah, try
that hair bump from hell. You're gonna be like, oh shit.
Try explaining that's a hair bump to that chick, that new chick.
Exactly. That's why you hit that alcohol. Hey, listen, bro, hit the alcohol. That pain is a little bit worse than that pain of that girl looking at your dick thinking it's a star crunch, okay?
Just don't cut it that low then. Put the goddamn one guard on that. You don't need to do all that shit.
I mean, yeah, if you want to get your shit a Caesar, go ahead. But I mean, you know.
don't put the alcohol in.
Do whatever you got to do. Just get that shit clean, bro. That's all I'm saying. Keep it clean, bro. You'll feel better. You'll smell better. Man, you'll look better.
You're going to hurt like shit if you put the alcohol on there. Don't do that shit, bro. What's your winners and losers for this week?
Man, my winner this week, man, are all the Syracuse Orange fans. Who would have thought when the NCAA tournament started that your team would be in the Final Four? Syracuse Orange is the team that everybody says shouldn't have been there. Shouldn't have been there. But look where they're at now. The Final Four with a chance of being in the championship game if they keep playing that weak-ass 2-3 fucking zone. Everybody knows zone is for cowards. That's the theme. That's the motto. But hey, if the zone win you a title, so be it. So those are my winners. My loser this week is K. Michelle. But still having to defend year-old rumors about your coochie stinking. You know, she blocked me on Twitter because somebody added Nappy Afro in a post talking about K. Michelle, so she blocked me. But then I ain't say nothing. I really felt like Saul Wright that day. I really felt like Saul Wright that day. I was like, I didn't even say anything. Like, if I go on Twitter right now, it'd be like, can I access his profile? Like, K. Michelle has blocked me on two social media sites now.
Damn.
Vine and motherfucking and Twitter.
Is Vine still a thing?
I don't know. I haven't been on Vine in forever.
That shit was hot as napalm for a minute.
But look. These Vine comedians, like, I saw one the other day made a video, and that shit was so horrible. I was like, yeah, it's kind of hard being funny longer than 15 seconds, isn't it? What's your name? King Karan, or whatever the fuck your name is.
Oh, word. He getting movie roles and shit.
Nigga, but it, like, he did a video of dark skin versus light skin. That shit was horrible.
First of all, that's a very old, whack-ass topic to make.
And it was so stupid. If you would have sat there and watched it, man, I was just like, this shit corny, man. So
that's why the comedians be killing their ass. They're like, yo, y'all funny for 15 seconds, 7 seconds, but y'all can't do an act. Do a 5-minute act. They're like, y'all getting movie roles off this shit. Y'all not comedians.
Mm-mm.
So that's real shit. So you mentioned the Final Four.
Yeah.
Syracuse. I know North Carolina's in it.
Oklahoma and... Oklahoma and... what's the other team? It's Oklahoma because Carolina and Syracuse play in the first game. It's Oklahoma and Villanova.
What?
Yeah.
Was it the 80s?
Bruh, this is one of the most wide open tournaments ever. Like, you know, you got two number one seeds in there and a number two and a number 10 or something like that.
Who was the last, when Villanova won or when they came close? I forget if they won or not. Who was the cat that was on their team?
Nigga, that was Raleigh Massimino and them boys back in the day.
They weren't that old.
I'm just telling you, the last time they won was 85 with Raleigh Massimino, man.
Okay, but they had another good team like in the 90s.
With Kerry Kittles and all them?
Kerry Kittles. That's the name I'm thinking of. Holy shit. Yeah, that's... God damn. That was before they got the new updated logo and uniforms and all that shit. Yeah. That was still when they were still rocking the wax shit. Damn. Do I have any winners or losers this week? No. I guess J.J. Watt is my winner. Did you hear the news about his ass?
What happened now?
They said that he played the entire season with 5 torn ab muscles.
Jesus Christ.
Like he had tears through his body that required surgery, and he played the whole season. He's not human, bro.
Oh, man, hey, but ESPN said he's the greatest defensive, whatever position he plays, he's the greatest of all time.
Look, we gotta stop with the greatest shit.
Bro. I said, wow, already?
Yeah,
I was
we
like,
gotta stop this shit.
Speaking of bullshit, Yao Ming is going to be inducted to the Basketball Hall of Fame.
I mean, so who are the other candidates? Wait. Our Basketball Hall of Fame?
There is only one Basketball Hall of Fame.
Like the National Basketball Hall of Fame.
The Basketball Hall of Fame, yes. He's getting inducted in it this year.
We're not talking about the Asian Basketball Hall of Fame.
No, we're talking about the one that's in the Basketball Hall of Fame, yes.
Based on what?
Based on him being a, what do they call that? Somebody that brings people to the game or
ambassador.
Just ambassador to the game, yes. And they say, had he not been hurt, he would have done. No, 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 no. We cannot say, had he not been hurt. You know what I'm saying? He did him some. He was arguably the best in the league from 05 to 08. Not when it. No, he wasn't.
Even if he was, that's three seasons. You don't get in the goddamn Hall of Fame for three seasons.
Thank you. And they talking about something. Then it was like, but look what he did. He bought. You know, he was very bringing the NBA game to China and shit. Like, so we give him an attaboy in a Hall of Fame for. No, we can't do that. Like,
this isn't so, like he didn't bring people to the game like Jackie Robinson broke the barrier for blacks. No, we don't have a bunch of Asians playing the game.
Exactly. We still got a few. Right. Like, it ain't like they took over the game like it's a big Asian wave now. No, it's not. And you know, so it's just like, you know, they say the international players, they got like an American panel and an international panel. So they let the international panel deal with the international players and the American panel deal with the American players. And it's like it's a different set of rules. Because if you look at Yao Ming's stats, he played 9 seasons in the NBA, but he only played a full 4 seasons in the NBA. So it was like he was an 8-time All-Star. Okay, but he only played 4 full seasons. Like, what do you mean?
What's his stats average?
Like 19, 10, and like... It might even not be. He only averaged 10 rebounds. It's like 19.9, and he's 7'6". He averaged less than he only averaged a block a game. Like what?
Nah, stop man. It. In that case, Manu Bol should be in there. You know what I'm saying? Like, did he bring? He brought Africans.
Hey, if went with Manu Bol, there'll be no Dikembe Mutombo.
Hey, there you go, man. What about that shit? You know what
exactly.
I'm saying?
I mean, Hakeem Olajuwon. Well, Hakeem already there, but I mean, come on, man. Like, stop it, man. Like this is ridiculous. I mean, a lot of people are saying he shouldn't be in there, but a lot of people are saying he should. Jalen Rose, he's getting panned for it, but saying he absolutely does not. And which I agree with Jalen. Put Jalen Rose in the Hall of Fame then. Like, he played for 13 years. Like, what the fuck? Put
Grant Hill in there.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I mean, we just going to put people in there for impact they made to the game. Like, you know, the Michael Jordan shoe should be in the Hall of Fame. Like,
Michael
Jordan shoe
should definitely be in the Hall of Fame, bro. Hey, speaking of which, bro, look, young kids, sneakerheads, look, I don't know about y'all. Look, I gotta have my sneaker moment, right? Just let me have this. Saturday, when this show, you're gonna listen to this show on Friday. Saturday, we're gonna have 2 Jordan releases. The Jordan Wings 12s and the French Blue 12s. Both are gonna be limited less than like 2,400 pair or some shit like that for the 2 or something stupid. It's some ridiculous limited amount. Don't be out here killing each other with no fucking shoes, y'all.
Fuck that. Kill these niggas. Get your fucking shoes, my nigga. Fuck that. They Nike make 5,000 pair or 10,000 pair. Fuck that shit. Kill niggas, man. Get these shoes. Go out there and kill, murder, riot, all that shit, man. Fuck that.
There's some other shoes that are coming out that you should be interested in. That Allen Iverson shoes coming out.
The answer? The one?
Yeah, but they got a new take on it. It's got the headlines. So one shoe was called good, one shoe was called bad. And one has all the negative headlines and one has all the positive headlines. So check that shit out. It's $130. It's a lot cheaper than getting some J's at $190. Or those Reebok wings that are... Hey, it is Reebok. It is Reebok. What's wrong with Reebok?
I was right about Reeboks, all right? I mean, unless they some soldiers or some fucking 5411s, I don't want your Reeboks, dog.
Hey, man, I don't discriminate. I just bought 2 pair of Reeboks the other day.
I mean, sorry, you a sneakerhead. Y'all niggas don't care. Y'all just buy shoes.
No, you gotta buy what you like. These work for the gym. They actually Reebok pumps at that, which is really weird. But anyway, don't be out here killing each other. Also, if you can't get those shoes, you already set aside money and you don't get the shoes, buy Nike stock. The shit is like $60 right now. It's been going up. It's a good time to buy the shit. If you're not in the stocks, just go to someone who can get you some Nike stock. You'll be happy. Nike's got big plans for the next 3-4 years. You can stand to make a little bit of change. That's all I'm saying. So you don't always have to be a consumer. You can be a part of some shit and own some shit and actually get some money back. So that's my plan going forward. Whether I get these 12s or not, I don't plan on buying any more J's the rest of the year. And I'm gonna start giving you some stock, man, Nappy Afro, so I can leave this job because B's, you don't pay us enough.
Look, my last check bounces like a motherfucker, so all right.
Man, you got a check?
It bounced.
Man, at least you got it.
Definitely got the press on that nigga. I put pressure, man. I need a check, man. So Beezy cut me a check, man. But it went cash that shit. That shit boing. Soon as I cashed that motherfucker, it bounced to the motherfucking roof.
At least you ain't get arrested like last time I tried to cash an Nappy Afro check, man. But let's get up out of here, man. Are we doing shout outs anymore? Because people don't care.
Man, shout out to the nation, man. Shout out to everybody that fuck with us. Shout out to the staff, as a crew, as a label, all y'all niggas, Blue, Easy Weave. Y'all know y'all fucking names. The loyal listeners, the RT3s, the Dr. Abrasive, the ruler myself, MJ Money 9S, Stacks. Shout out to my nigga Sev. He said he listens to the show all the time. Shout out to Sev. And that's it, man. Anybody else to fuck with the staff, y'all know what it is, man.
And we joked about it at the beginning of the episode. We talked about it in the story. But for real, if you're one of those people that are having issues, I know there's a lot of shit going on out there. Social media can be brutal. Depending on wherever you're dealing with, don't worry about that shit. Call the hotline, 1-800-273-8255. Get some help, man. There's nothing wrong with getting help. We all need some help. Some of us just ain't smart enough to accept it. So get the help you need, man. This is your boy Saul Wright, a.k.a. the Black Alex P. Keaton, sitting in with the homie King Germ, the most electrifying motherfucking podcaster today, yesterday, and forever. We'll holler at y'all next time on the Frocast from NappyAfro.com. We out. Peace.
Peace.
Yes, it's safe to say, nigga. I spent your budget on. Ran on the fucking floor twice. NappyAfro.com.